Alti, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria and Switzerland.
Today we talk about data centers as investment objects. In fact, we need more and more performance in the course of the digitalization. Who is funding these data centers? At first glance, data centers have a real estate component. On the other hand, there are also more specific properties that may speak in favor of infrastructure. We will analyze that today with Sebastian Dulay. He is a fund manager at Principal. Hello, Sebastian. How are you doing today?
Hi, Christian. I'm very well, thank you. And thank you for having me on your podcast. Looking forward to this discussion.
What is so unique about data centers as investment objects?
A good question. And to be honest, I could probably speak about it for hours. But given the short nature of the podcast, I'll try to be concise. I think from my perspective, I like to break it down into three main levels. Firstly, there's the fundamental sort of nature of these assets. These are long-term assets. Our users go into these and our tenants go into these assets with very long-term aspirations. A huge amount of investment goes in from them. Sort of logistically, it's very difficult for them to move out and move their operations elsewhere. So as an investment class, you can go in and receive that long-term investment profile and long-term income throughout your investment period. Secondly, I think the dynamics of the market at the moment across Europe are very, very interesting. We're seeing a huge amount of growth come in, and that growth is really coming from this digitalization trend. We're seeing a large amount of demand from corporates and from individuals who both need to store more and more and more data, but also who need to process more and more data and need that processing to happen quicker. Therefore, the requirement for data centers to be closer to them. And then when we look at the other side of our demand-supply equation over the supply side, we're seeing a difficulty in, it's difficulty starting to come through in the main markets across Europe with bringing some of these assets to development and through development. And a lot of that's down to, again, the fundamental requirements for these assets. Firstly, you need to have very good connectivity. You need to be close to major populations. You need to be in low risk area where you're not at risk of your asset being flooded or on a flight path where that could cause potential risk or near explosive risk. Finally, and very importantly as well, you need a large amount of power. And you find sort of near the large major markets around Europe, there is a reluctance from local government to increasingly give the proper zoning requirements for data center development. But also you're finding that national power grids are starting to come close to their capacity, which is meaning that getting the required power takes now a lot longer than it used to do. So given this really strong growing demand and this slightly constrained supply due to the high barriers to entry for development, we're finding it to be a very interesting market from a investment point of view, especially targeting standing data center assets.
Yeah, that makes these objects quite unique. What is your role in this context, Sebastian?
Sure. So I would first say Principal's role as an investment manager in general, we want to efficiently be able to allocate capital to help really sort of fuel and help grow, help aid in the growth of the industry. Secondly, and of course, as any investment manager would, we want to be able to provide our investors with access to what we see as to be a unique and very interesting investment proposition. And thirdly, and it sort of plays into the development of these assets. We see an institutionalizational trend coming through and a lot of these assets going from being purely operational to being definitely more of a real estate investment type asset. And we've seen that play out in the US. We're starting to see that play out in part of some parts of Europe. And so we think our part of our role is to help transform that process or transform those assets to be more of an attractive prospect for institutional real estate investors.
What kind of investors is this strategy suitable for?
So I think it's suitable to any investors who have that long-term investment horizon and want that long-term investment product. I think especially for, say, institutional investors, ones in the DACH region would do very well in this type of asset class. We see it as one that can be very, it can be structured to be compliant with all German real estate quota rules, for example. And we find it, it's a very interesting prospect for these types of groups.
When it comes to financing data centers, what role are banks currently playing? Is there a trend in the financing of data centers?
Sure. And another very interesting question, I have to say. I think as the industry's developed, the number of financing groups that we've seen move into the sector has been quite impressive. Previously, there was a very small number, but very, very readily happy to finance these assets. And now over the last year, we've seen a number of banks look to move into it. We've had conversations with various groups who have not looked at this asset class before and are looking to understand. But I don't think on the financing side, banks are the whole part of the equation. We've also seen other alternative lenders, again, have a very good interest in the asset class. And a lot of insurance companies as well have reached out to us and have had conversations around understanding how to finance these assets, but also looking to see if we have any projects that they would be able to quote for some financing.
You just mentioned insurance companies. Are there any specific regulatory requirements that you and your investors must observe?
Principal, as an organization, is a regulated fund manager. So we sit under quite a large amount of regulation in general to make sure that we are suitably managing our investments, that we're suitably marketing our investments, and to make sure that we are investing in ways that are, for example, again, compliant with the real estate quota rules in Germany. For data centers specifically, I think the main thing that we are concerned and watching at the moment is various rules that some countries are putting in place regarding foreign state or foreign state controlled entities investing in critical infrastructure of companies. However, from our perspective, the way that we manage our investments and the way that we typically hold discretion when we're investing, we believe that this will not be an issue for anything that we're looking at specifically. I think going forwards, we're very conscious of everything to do with ESG and especially around sustainability and managing our carbon footprint. And we are constantly, we want to be ahead of any potential change in regulation that could be there. But also, I think fundamentally, keeping an eye on sustainability is something that will help drive investment returns regardless. However, it's something that we are conscious of.
What other trends do you see in the real estate markets right now?
There are a few mega trends that we're really seeing coming through. The first one really being the one that plays into my last comment, and that is ESG. I think over the course of COVID, we've seen a huge, huge focus sort of move into it. And that focus has been there for a very long time before. If you look across a lot of different investment managers, they're all announcing increasingly sort of more progressive policies around moving their portfolios towards carbon neutrality. And I think that is something that will really continue to come through. And it affects both the occupier side, where the occupiers will demand a more sort of ESG-friendly space for them to occupy. And then also on the investment side, where investors are under pressure to increase their ESG credentials. And I think it's a very good sort of trend to come through in general, but I also think it's a very interesting one to watch from an investor's point of view and to adjust your strategies from an investor's point of view. I also think if you look across trends that we've been seeing the last few years, but also have been accelerating again due to COVID, there is, from our perspective, a greater focus on more alternative asset classes. And this is as investors seem to be pushing for more yield and more potential rental growth. And again, I think the most obvious boom we've seen over the last year or so has been, one that's been going on for a few years, but has really accelerated in the logistics market. And we've seen a huge amount of interest in the logistics market. But then increasingly, there is more of a focus on going even more niche. And that's where I would imagine data centers would fit for most investors' allocations at the moment. But also other sectors such as life sciences, we've seen have a lot of interest. Also, we've seen a bit more of a split as well in terms of investor return requirements. We've seen, on one hand, more of a focus going on getting slightly more return and going from maybe a more core allocation to a core plus slash value add allocation to, again, boost those returns. But on the other hand, we've also seen a greater focus on investors moving into the long income market. I think that's mostly as a reaction to the potential threat of inflation that could come through and the very good inflation hedge that investing in long-dated real estate, especially ones where you do have that CPI indexation clause in leases, and that can become a very good hedge and a very good product for investors to put their money into at the moment.
That was Sebastian Dulé, fund manager at Principal, about data centers as investment objects and a general market overview. Thanks for the interview.
Thanks, Christian. Nice to be here.
LTE.com, the online portal for institutional investors in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland. LTE.com.